Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United Auto Workers strike against General Motors into day five now, but negotiators for GM and the UAW are said to be making progress towards ending the nationwide strike by nearly 50,000 workers. They walked out last Sunday at midnight after talks fell apart. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's presidential campaign is over. His long shot bid for the Democratic nomination began back in May, but never really got any traction, and he says now it's time he refocus on running the Big Apple.
The irony is, if you're talking about who would be president of the United States, I still believe there's a lot to be said for a chief executive, but it's actually really hard for a chief executive to have the time.
He spoke on MSNBC. Comedian Kevin Hart back home out of a hospital after a bad car crash earlier this month. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Tens of millions of high school and college students around the world are staging climate strike events today, many skipping school to go to these events where they're trying to pressure governments and businesses to take action on climate change. This from an event being held in Australia earlier.
And we will never back down!
At least 4,500 organized events were planned around the world, more than 1,000 in the United States alone. As much as 3.5 feet of rain from the remnants of Tropical Depression Imelda having fallen on southeast Texas in the past few days, and the storm is now blamed for at least 2 deaths. Now we hear that at least 9 barges broke away from their moorings and have slammed into the interstate bridge over the San Jacinto River in Houston, forcing it to shut down. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A federal judge in California is stopping that state's new law that would force presidential candidates to release their tax returns if they want to get their names on state election ballots. The judge ordered a temporary injunction halting that law, saying it's beyond the power of states. A final ruling on the issue will be made later this month. The law targets President Trump, who has not released his tax returns, never did during the 2016 election or since. 2 members of Cuba's United Nations mission are being expelled from the U.S. over claims they tried to conduct influence operations in the United States. The State Department notifying the Cuban government that the two had abused their diplomatic privileges. And the Trump administration is also limiting travel privileges for other members of Cuba's U.N. team in New York. The move coming just before world leaders are to gather in New York City for the United Nations General Assembly. Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings says health issues have caused him to miss a hearing on Washington, D.C. statehood. Cummings issuing a statement yesterday saying he was disappointed to miss that hearing on a bill that would make the District of Columbia the 51st state. And a new study by top bird watchers and government agencies says North America's bird population has been cut in half over the past 50 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's cool.
Got caught up in the confessional here just a little bit. We've got, all those that are concerned about climate, spewing out their confessions. And somebody has to listen. Greg Wrightson is with us. He's the geologist, climate contrarian, and author of Inconvenient Facts. Gregory, always good to be talking to you. So have you made your list? I mean, this, I guess, is the new religion that the leftists aren't even, hiding it anymore. It's like, okay, here is your new God. You're going to bow down to the recycling trash can of the world and, start confessing.
Yeah, what was it in the Reformation that Martin Luther, he was complaining about the Catholics paying, what was it called?
Indulgences.
Indulgences, right.
Yes.
So the modern religion, right, thank you. It was our modern indulgences are carbon offsets. That gets rid of our, if you will bear with me, our sins of emission.
Exactly.
Of CO2.
And emission. So I love that. Sins
okay
of emission. That's
right. Sins of emission. So if you fly from New York City to Oslo, you can rest assured because you could buy your indulgences and offset those sins. And we've got a Pope and Al Gore, and we've got a whole litany of his bishops underneath him that are promoting this.
They're all in lockstep. It's amazing. I mean, going to NBC's website, one wrote, his confession was, he got to be careful with all these pronouns, so there was no name, so forgive me. But it says, I sleep with the air conditioner on year-round and justify it to myself by recycling.
There you go. Oh, well, there you go.
Hey, it's all there. So this is all a catharsis that, thank you very much, NBC, and all the climate huggers are helping us out with, because we've just been carrying these sins of emission around, and they're weighing us down, and it's probably what is the cause for everything. Not to mention, I guess the latest one is misogyny. I mean, now there's it's because of this deficiency between the sexes that this is contributing to the environment and the climate disruption.
Yeah, and I'll be leaving here. Of course, I'm calling you from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I'll be traveling here in an hour down to one of the many climate strike protests, the student climate strike. I'm going with a film crew to capture this, so they've got a whole host of speakers ranging in age from 5 years old to 18 years old.
Wow.
So we're going to go down and capture that, and then I'll be on with Laura Ingraham on Fox News this evening talking with her about that, and so it'll be pretty interesting. These minds, heads full of mush, that, and it's not so much that they don't know so much. It's not so much how much they don't know, which
exactly
is a lot, but it's it's more importantly what they think they know that's just not so.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is, and we've talked about this before, Greg, is that this is the kind of thing where you have that bumper sticker mentality, and that's about the depth of the knowledge that they have. They've bought into this narrative, and they're just parroting what's in the echo chamber here. And it's really sad because, you know, I look upon that that, you know, I don't know, I guess potential of humanity out there, and they're just lost and twisted in knots over this whole deal instead of really pursuing the truth. And, you know, they think they have it.
Yeah, it's sad, really. And I can't blame the children because, I mean, I was dumb when I was that age. I believed in stupid things, and because you just don't have that knowledge base and the age and to gain wisdom. It's I blame their parents that are allowing them to be unwitting dupes in this promotion of this climate hoax.
You know, Greg, you mentioned something that has been a universal condition of all of us that go through the process. As I tell the kids, you know, experience defines preference. And one of the things you realize is when you've been duped, you know, that you believed in certain people and or you believed in a narrative and then you find out it wasn't so. It's like, oh, you know, I mean, for me, it galled me so much that I said, I don't want to leave myself vulnerable like this. I just do not want to believe people on the surface. You know, you hear something, you hear a narrative, you check it out, you again check it out. I mean, this is why you and I have been talking for a number of years now regarding the whole situation of climate, because what they've done is taken something that is partially true, and but they've twisted everything else around it. And the partial truth that a lot of people want to consider is that, hey, look at, yeah, I think that the general consensus is that we should be responsible, that we should be good stewards, that you shouldn't be, you know, dropping off, you know, your own human excrement on the streets of Los Angeles or San Francisco or Baltimore or whatever, and that having, you know, rats running around and fleas and everything else, setting ourselves up for some sort of medieval disease that's already being reported in L.A. That's not good. And certainly being a kid who grew up in Southern California, I got to tell you, you know, during our early years, we had a traveling baseball team. We played for American Legion for my dad's baseball team. And when we would get away from the coast, because we grew up on the coast in Ventura County, California, and we'd get away from the coast and go inland just into L.A., we had to bring canisters of oxygen with us to play because we were constantly choking. I mean, we were lucky to get through, you know, 9 innings of play, and God forbid that we went into extra innings, and hopefully we had enough oxygen tanks to help get us through. But now you go to Southern California, you don't experience the smog cough, is what we used to call it, like we did when we were kids growing up. And so I thank, you know, I thank the environmentalists for bringing that to note and saying, look, something had to be done about it. But this is when you have people coming together and they're reasoning together and you come up with a reasonable solution, not a hijacking of our economy and doing the kind of things that Al Gore and others would promote. Because I think last night, was it Hannity, was going down this list of things that Al Gore said was supposed to happen by the year 2000. Well, it's come, it's gone, and, you know, as is the case with all these predictors, even if they say Jesus is coming on a certain time, you just extend the date. You move the goalposts, right? And that's what they've done time and again.
Yeah, and they've done it again. Now we've got, what is it, 10 years or 12 years? I think they made a mistake. They have 10 years until they have to change the date of the end of the earth is what it is. Oh, yeah. We'll change that date in another 10 years.
Yeah
it's crazy.
And you have Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, and all, you know, these candidates running for president, the kind of things they're saying, and as if there's credibility there.
Yeah, and you'll be interested to know, I'm traveling to Washington, D.C. next week, scheduled to testify before the United States House on the Endangered Species Act. And they're using this UN report of a supposed 1 million extinctions coming up in the next several decades to promote changes to the endangered. They're actually fighting Donald Trump's rollback of the Endangered Species Act, and I'll be providing the science, facts, and data to blow them out of the water and just prove that what they're saying is just not happening. In fact, just the opposite.
Yeah. Okay. So 20 seconds. Give me 2-3 sentences real quick. Summarize.
Boy, I can do it in three words. They're lying to you.
Okay.
Oh, that's four words.
Four words. Okay. Well, at least we acknowledge that there are four words there. That's the bottom line. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. We've got more from Gregory Wrightstone right here on Bill Martinez Live. All we can do is bring you the truth, and it's up to you, and I encourage you to check it out for yourself. Do some studying. And also, I'm going to tell you about Greg's new app that you need to have on your phone, too. Stay with us right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez Live.
Russian Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we go well beyond the 8-second sound bites. Okay, we're going deep into the topic. Look, and I don't want you to get the wrong idea here. You know my position about this whole issue of climate and climate responsibility. Okay, this climate change. Yes, the climate has been changing. You know, from day one, there's no argument about that. It is how it is changing and the way some people would want us to believe so that it makes us beholding and it changes our perspective on what's most important. You know, as I mentioned, yes, it is our responsibility to be good stewards of what God has given us. I firmly believe in that and endorse that. But when we're being worked, and as Gregory said earlier, they lied to you. You know, you've got to think about that, because I don't care how old you are. There have been instances in your life where you believed in something and later found out to not be so. And in this age in which we live in, where people are freewheeling and there's a lot of opinion flying out there, and there is a shortness of facts and truth, even Joe Biden, even though Joe Biden would suggest that that's most important, but yet actions are what it's all about. Are you really holding, you know, to that goal that that truth trumps all? That's what's most important. And Greg is a geologist. He's the best-selling author of Inconvenient Facts, the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. And I say Al Gore and all the other, you know, climate, I don't want to be disrespectful and malign them in some way, but it's just, Gregory, it's so unhinged and insane just from a rational standpoint of, you know, what we would consider to be civil conversation.
Well, it's not being disrespectful. If somebody's lying to you, they need to be called out. And I do call them out. And they're lying to your listeners about so many things. Mm-hmm. Not that the climate isn't changing, like you said. Of course it is. And not that I don't dispute that carbon dioxide increases have a warming effect on the atmosphere. I believe they do. It's a greenhouse gas. I just don't think they're very... I think they're very modest and overwhelmed by the same natural forces that have been driving temperatures since the dawn of time. And as you know, we talk a lot about the many benefits of rising temperatures and increasing CO2,
right,
leading to a greening and prospering Earth and humanity's benefiting. You also know that I'm a contributing writer for the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. And just pretty much to summarize what's believed there, we believe that, and Calvin Beisner is the lead of that. Go to cornwall.org to learn more. But I'm a big proponent of using all of our resources or all of God's creation for the betterment of mankind.
Exactly.
And do it as good stewards.
Right.
That just makes sense, but you'd be surprised how many people are opposed to that common sense, rational thought process.
Because they don't believe that a God, there is a God Almighty that has orchestrated all this. I mean, he wouldn't have told us to go forth, be fruitful, and multiply if we didn't have the wherewithal and the resources in which to do that.
Oh, absolutely. And what we see here is really fossil fuels, which is and CO2 that's created by the burning of fossil fuels has led to just a prospering of humanity. It's leading to lower cost energy, reliable, abundant energy, and lifting people out of generational poverty and out of energy poverty.
Yeah.
Up to 4 million people around the earth die an early death every year due to lung diseases because they're cooking over open fires, often dried dung in their homes.
Exactly.
And leading to 4 million lung-related deaths. Those deaths could be spared easily by providing, again, reliable, abundant, low-cost energy to these people so they could cook over either electric, compressed natural gas, propane, or the like. And these are 4 million lives that we could save using fossil fuels.
Exactly.
But now these people want to destine them to continuing millions of deaths every year because they hate fossil fuels.
They just don't. Why can't they connect these dots? I mean, it's like they've got a part of the a part of the problem, I guess, and they're just really blowing that up without really looking at the totality to come to a solution that makes sense. I mean, there's a reason that America has become energy independent. I mean, thank God, especially with all the tensions going on in the Middle East, that America, for the first time in our lifetime, Gregor, we're energy independent. I mean, we are a net exporter of energy. I mean, that is a phenomenon. I mean, we can't even imagine saying that. And I got to tell you, if the previous administration had was able to champion, you know, that incredible accomplishment, he'd have been a multiple Pulitzer Prize, Nobel Peace Prize winning president.
Oh yeah, no, it's just it's incredible. The world's turned on its head. Instead of, I mean, we've called for being energy independent for how many decades?
Yes.
Since forever. How many wars and lives lost have we sacrificed just for the oil resources of the Middle East to keep those lanes open? And now it turns out that we don't really need them anymore.
Right.
I mean, we had a huge attack on the Saudi facilities, and oil prices went up, but if this would have happened years ago, before the fracking horizontal shale boom in the United States, we'd have seen $120, $130 oil prices. And, you know, it went up, I don't even know, 10 or 15 bucks, and it's pretty much stabilized. And that's because of our huge, huge resources of oil and natural gas.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm calling you from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and right beneath me, about 5,000 feet or a mile down, is the Marcellus Shale. Mm. It's the largest natural gas resource in the world by far. I wrote the original. I was a co-author on the first paper on the Marcellus Shale with covering peer-reviewed comprehensive paper on it, and we looked at it. This resource beneath me is equal to the next 15 largest natural gas fields in the world combined.
Wow.
That's how big it is.
Wow.
That's how it's scary big.
Wow.
But we're being limited here. New York is banning pipelines to get this needed natural gas from here in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio up into New England, where they're having shortages of natural gas, and they're actually having to ship LNG, liquefied natural gas, in from around the world to supply their needs when they could get it at about 20% of the cost.
Exactly. Unbelievable. What is the net problem with fracking, you know, that we're misunderstanding? Because they're up in arms because they know fracking. I guess on one hand, fracking is just, you know, just done an exponential job for us in allowing us to utilize our resources more efficiently and without or with a minimal amount of negative effect. But after everything is all said and done, Gregory, help us understand, what is the problem with fracking?
The problem is it's creating abundant, reliable, low-cost energy. And
that's a problem. That's a problem.
To them.
Yes.
You're darn right it is. And it's just, it doesn't make sense. They should be celebrating it, not complaining about it. And, we'll be here. I'll be listening to quite a bit of that here coming up in an hour or so.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, we appreciate all the great work you're doing, and I got to tell you, I'm glad that Apple was able to let their better angels decide their business and allow your app to be utilized on Apple devices. Tell our audience about that.
Yeah, just go to any of the Google Play or App Store and just search for Inconvenient Facts. It is awesome. It puts these inconvenient facts in the palm of your hands. Makes you a climate change expert to argue with and provide the well-researched, well-sourced, well-documented charts that you need to talk confidently about climate change.
Yeah.
Get that, and the book is sold out on Amazon right now.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have it restocked early next week. Or go to inconvenientfacts.xyz to see some pretty cool stuff.
Oh, it is. It's awesome. Look, if you want to have an intelligent conversation and one that enlarges and expands people's understanding, thank you, Greg.
This is sponsored by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor of the Beef Checkoff. After a long summer of pool party snacking and meals on the go, fall is the perfect time to reset the diet and jump back into a health and fitness routine. According to the USDA, we spend about 40 minutes a day prepping and serving food and cleaning up. So why not make the most of your time and revamp your refrigerator by adding in healthier choices that will benefit you long after the kitchen closes? Amy Goodson, dietitian and expert in health, wellness, and sports nutrition.
Now is the time to add nutrient-rich, high-quality protein into your fridge that can make it easier to stick to your health routine. Beef is a complete, high-quality protein food that contains all the essential amino acids the body needs to support physical activity and a strong, healthy life.
The iron in beef can help prevent fatigue, and the protein in beef contains the optimal mix of amino acids for building and repairing muscle. For more, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United Auto Workers strike against General Motors into day five now, but negotiators for GM and the UAW are said to be making progress towards ending the nationwide strike by nearly 50,000 workers. They walked out last Sunday at midnight after talks fell apart. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's presidential campaign is over. His long shot bid for the Democratic nomination began back in May, but never really got any traction, and he says now it's time he refocus on running the Big Apple.
The irony is, if you're talking about who would be president of the United States, I still believe there's a lot to be said for a chief executive, but it's actually really hard for a chief executive to have the time.
He spoke on MSNBC. Comedian Kevin Hart back home out of a hospital after a bad car crash earlier this month. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez live.
I hope you're taking notes, okay? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. This portion of the show being brought to you by my friends at Sovereign Laboratories. These are the makers of Colostrum LD. You've heard me talk about them. I mean, it's kind of amazing to think that 80% of America is walking around, deficient with digestive issues. We call it leaky gut. I know it doesn't sound real sexy, but that's the reality, and it causes all kinds of problems. And there's no need for you to have those problems. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the banner ad, and get back on the road to health. That's our encouragement and a gift to you. Thank you so much. I want to talk about the erosion of the First Amendment protections. We were talking a little bit about this earlier with John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute, and our next guest says that the erosion of our First Amendment protections is having dire consequences on academic diversity. But I would dare say that when that domino starts falling, there are many dominoes next in line, including our very own culture. Nikki Neely is with us, back with us. It's been a while since we've had a chance to get together and talk. She is the president of Speech First. Nikki, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about what's going on. I mean, we hear, the suppression of free speech on college campuses. I mean, it's down to the point that even comedians, they can't be funny on college campuses, and many of them just refuse to even do what for many years was rather routine and go in and entertain the students, but they're not very funny these days.
Astonishing to you? I mean, you think about comedy being, a way to stick a finger in the eye of authority and, fight back against the powers that be. And now you have students that are clutching their pearls saying, this is offensive. This hurts people's feelings. You can't say that. And it's such a reversal of roles. It kind of blows my mind.
Well, hopefully we get through this phase because let's face it, we're not a very happy and satisfied people if we can't laugh.
Exactly. Yeah, I think there's a real joylessness to it. There are comedians like Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock, who said, this is not even worth it. I'm not even going to do that anymore. But then you also have younger comedians who are not established, who don't have, the advantage of having lots of money in their pockets to turn down gigs. And at Columbia a few months ago, there was a comedian who was stopped in the middle of his set, and they said, you're hurting marginalized populations. You have to get down. And he was, flabbergasted.
Right.
It's a really crazy trend.
Well, Nick, as you write, it was Benjamin Franklin who said, whoever would overthrow the liberty of a nation must begin by subduing the freeness of speech. That's exactly what's been going on, particularly in the last decade, as the radical left has taken over our language. Words changed. We've got to be woke now. We've got hypersensitivity to noise, and all this stuff. And now it's getting to the point that it's even being weaponized. And as you say, you got a comedian on stage. He's just trying to earn a living, have a good time doing it, and hopefully entertaining people. And all of a sudden, his hands is tied and he's kicked off the stage, and I'm sure the rest of the college tour, they probably canceled the rest of his college engagements.
I learn almost every day about things that I say that apparently are offensive that I didn't know I wasn't allowed to say. I say things like stand up for your rights, and that is apparently an ableist term because some people can't stand up, or I see your point,
right,
because some people can't see. And so I am not woke. I am like an old fuddy-duddy for using terms like that, and I'm a bad guy. If you can't laugh at things, what's left at that
right
point? Comedy, and even, the First Amendment in general, it's not there to protect that happy, fuzzy middle with puppies and kittens that everybody agrees on. It's supposed to be a little bit edgy. You think back to the days of Lenny Bruce getting arrested.
Yes, exactly.
It's supposed to be, innovative and challenging societal conventions, because society is bad, man, and we can't do that anymore. We have to take offense on behalf of others. This might hurt somebody else's feelings. You know what? I want to make up my own mind what I like and what I don't. I don't want somebody else making up that call for me.
Right. Well, welcome to the real world, because the real world doesn't compete that way. Right?
Uh-huh.
And so here
uh-huh
we are, as has been described, we're releasing a bunch of snowflakes that are ill-prepared to deal with the reality of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, because at their first job, what's going to happen? There is, you've got the rest of your peer group and a peer group that you're trying to meld with that is going to define the environment. You might have it well protected right now on college campuses, but the real world is on the other side of your the receipt of your diploma.
Right, and I think that's a great point, is that what's happening on campus is staying on campus, and kids are going into the real world, frankly, ill-equipped to deal with viewpoints that are different from their own. Okay, great, you've had this wonderful bubble wrap 4 to 5 to 6 years, however long it takes, where you've never been challenged, you've never been exposed to a different opinion. And now what? You have to go to the workforce. You need to deal with other people. And if you are of the mindset, you have been taught and you have, internalized the message that speech is violence and that it is appropriate or even encouraged to shut down, to censor people who disagree with you. That is not how the real world works. That is, you're going to be fired from your job. And frankly, I think it's really bad for American society. You see people who are, boycotting companies that they disagree with. We should be able to coexist with people who aren't perfect carbon copies of ourselves.
Exactly. Well, as they say, if there are two people in the same room reflecting the same thing, one is unnecessary. So we need to have, right, we need to have that true diversity that's taking place, and what administrators and professors are doing to the students is debilitating them. It's actually retarding them. And after 4 or 5 years of a college experience where hopefully they would be prepared to go on to the next phase of their life, they're being sent out rather ill-prepared. And, you know, and this whole focus on the First Amendment, what it's all about, I mean, the First Amendment is so that we can exchange ideas and be all the better for it. I mean, this is the American dream, the American process. It didn't happen in some echo chamber. It wasn't even on that day when everybody, got together to talk about the great American experiment. It wasn't like you had a 100% agreement. You know, there was a lot of disagreement in the whole basis and foundation of our U.S. Constitution.
Disagreement is healthy, right? I mean, we believe in the pursuit of truth and the scientific method, you know, challenging each other. And, hey, have you thought of it this way? I think this part of your argument is weak. You know, that's how we arrive at a more perfect union, and, you know, determining, figuring out, you know, what works, what doesn't, testing and challenging and sharpening your message and throwing out the bad ones. It's a marketplace of ideas, not learn a bunch of talking points, keep your mouth shut if you disagree with it, you know, you're here to basically be indoctrinated. That's not what college is about.
And protect your grade point average, because if you disagree with a professor, and we hear about this all the time, where students are, rejected from classrooms and ejected, and their grade is compromised, and so the rest of the proletariat learns very quickly that if they want to maintain their GPA, they better be lockstep with a professor.
Yeah, that's probably the number one concern that I hear from students is, you know, I got a bad grade. I couldn't get a letter of recommendation because my teacher knew my political leaning. You know, in the run-up to the election in 2016, a student said a professor told him in a physics class, do the right thing tomorrow, vote for Hillary. You know, that has nothing to do with the content. At this point, you're throwing out a marker and you're saying, you know, my way or the highway. That's dangerous.
Yeah, it really is, and I feel for these kids, especially kids with a conservative viewpoint. It's an uphill battle. They've been conditioned, as you say, indoctrinated and conditioned to put their head in the sand and stay quiet and just get through the semester. And it's one semester at a time until they can go off. And dare I say, it's going to be interesting to see the research on the other side of this as to the kids that are most successful. Is it the ones that maintain a conservative point of view and got through it, or is it the snowflakes that were so well protected by these professors who off doing their thing, making their money, and now they've got these ill-equipped kids starving?
Right. But what scares me is that if you go through 4 years, 5 years of just practice, keeping your mouth shut, of reciting talking points, after a while, that kind of becomes second nature, right?
Yep, Nikki Neely.
So when people
hear
about MediShare, they have questions, some good ones, like, what is it? Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. field. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour as we come to you Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For more information on the show, check us out, BillMartinezLive.com. Had a chance last night, we went to a CareNet dinner, one of the people that we support, one of the groups, I should say, that we support, and Ashley Bradford, the star, one of the stars of, she's the star. She played Abby Johnson in the movie Unplanned, spoke last night. What a delightful individual. She is just way, way precious, and if I might say that, and I mean that in an all due respectful sort of way, because I know in today's vernacular you got to be careful about how you refer to genders. And especially with women, but with all due respect, I was greatly impressed. We've had her on the air and had a short conversation with her and heard a little bit about her testimony, but she is very charming, an excellent speaker. And by the way, the movie Unplanned is out and available. If you go to our website, you can get the movie at a discount by using BML in the checkout portion. That is the code to save money. BML is in Bill Martinez Live. And just go to our website, click on the banner ad there, and you know, this is a must-see movie. But I got to tell you, I was really surprised. And let me bring Rob Johnson on from Focus on the Family here right now. Rob, if I'm, you know, first of all, good to have you with us, and we've got lots of things to talk about. But being since we're talking about Unplanned and Focus, along with us, have been, you know, just ardent supporters of the movie for lots of reasons. But I got to tell you, even in that environment where there are a lot of people of faith that were in attendance, I was shocked to see how few people actually saw the movie.
Wow. Well, first of all, Bill, thanks for having me on the broadcast. Yeah, that is surprising that so few people have seen the movie. And it's a shame, too, because I think it's a good portrayal of what happens when people are in the abortion industry and when they're exposed to the truth, and then it, you know, shocks them into some sort of change. Mm-hmm. And I know you know about our big event that we had in May in New York,
exactly.
The Live
right.
from New York, and mm-hmm. Abby Johnson was the woman who we did a live ultrasound of her in New York City. She was about 8 months pregnant with her yeah. latest child. And
her eighth child.
I know.
Amazing, yes.
She's really swung the other direction, huh?
Right. No, well, it's awesome. But, you know, here it is for people to see what they had not seen. They wanted to remain ignorant. And this is a time to educate and understand what's going on, that there are alternative choices to abortion. And, you know, what has happened, because and what's going on this, Jeff, is that it's other women. I mean, this has kind of happened organically, because since Roe v. Wade, women who have gone through and learned the hard way and realized that, no, it's not something that is meaningless. It's not just some excess tissue, like, you know, cutting out a little bit of cancer. It is much more profound than that, because I don't know many women who have come to me and said, Bill, I had cancer surgery 5 years ago, and, you know, that child or that piece of excess skin or bad skin or growth in my body would have been 5 years old. I mean, there is no direct connection with cancer as opposed to having a child aborted. They know in the innerness of their own being, you know, in the depths of their own being, that there's something incompatible with the message that they've been told and what they're experiencing psychologically.
I think you're absolutely right. I think women know inside that this is a child and this is a new human life that is being destroyed. And I think the ultrasound technology has really shown people this is what's going on inside the womb. And I think the other thing that is really influencing a lot of young people to be pro-life, and we've seen a growth in that movement amongst young mm-hmm. people, is they look around their classrooms and they think, wow, about a third of us are gone because of abortion, and that could have been me.
Exactly.
And so they're aware of the high cost of abortion mm-hmm. to life, because there's classmates missing because they were aborted.
Right. Well, Ashley, in her testimony, says that her mother was seconds from aborting her. She was on the table and suddenly felt that this was not right for her. She had already experienced an abortion previously, her mom did, and here Ashley was going to be number two, and had that not happened, then who would have played, you know, who would have played the role of Abby Johnson in Unplanned?
That's right. I remember reading some interviews with the actress who played Abby Johnson, and she talked about talking to her mom about the role, and her
yes.
mom just broke out into tears and told her the whole story, and she talked to her dad about the role, and he broke out crying. If I remember rightly, this is a while back, but they were an unmarried couple
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
having a baby, and you know, didn't have a lot of income. I think they were going to pawn a shotgun to pay for the abortion, but at the last minute they decided not to, and so Ashley was born, and here she
right.
is a lovely young actress, as you said, playing this important role and helping people to understand that how important it is to choose life.
Exactly. And, you know, lives are being changed, lives are being saved, and but this is really an important movie that I believe that particularly people of faith need to get in front of it. And I'm shocked, Jeff, how many Christians I speak with, and I say, well, of course you've seen the movie Unplanned, and no, they haven't. What are you doing? You need to see that movie. You know, it is a movie for our time, and it'll give you some clear understanding, because the fact of the matter is that you have a number of, it could be family members, people you know, people that are sitting next to you in the pew, who are carrying this incredible burden of pain because they were involved in abortion. And it's not about judgment. This is about enlightenment, to understand what has gone on, how the culture, how the government, how the Supreme Court has lied to us, and lied to the women. And it's not only just the women that are being affected. It is the men who are now waking up too, Jeff, which I think is something there. I've been saying for quite a while, we're getting ready to hear the cry of Rachel, which we read about in the New Testament. But we're getting ready to hear the cry of Rachel from the male perspective, because men are realizing the role that they played in the murder of their own children.
I think you're right. It is important that the church be vocal about supporting life, but also be very, very vocal in reaching out to men and women who have participated in abortions for healing and for forgiveness and for restoration. And I don't know how anyone can find those things without Jesus Christ.
Oh, you can.
He brings healing, forgiveness, and restoration to our lives. And the church has an awesome opportunity for ministry to women who are grieving deep inside. Mm. And to men, as you said, who are grieving over participating in these acts.
Exactly. Well, I want to talk to you about, you know, California is, I don't know what is going on with that state. I was born and raised there. And every day I get a different notice. And it's like they've absolutely, as my old mentor used to say, the one thing about being so open-minded is that eventually your brains fall out. And I think this is what's happening with the California legislature. They're telling pastors now how to respond to LGBTQ matters.
You're right. And I'm with you. I'm a California native. We live in Colorado now, but the rest of my family's out in California. My wife's a native of California, and her family's out there, too. And we watch what's going on out there, and we shake our heads. The legislature just passed a resolution. Now, this isn't a law. It doesn't have the force of law, but it's part of what the silencing of people who disagree. And it's a resolution that tells pastors and churches and religious leaders and schools how they should think about LGBTQ issues. And it also tells them, as part of this resolution, that those groups, churches, religious leaders, therapists, are responsible for the difficulties that LGBT-identified individuals struggle with. It says that because we believe what we do about Scripture, that God made us male and female in His image, and that He designed marriage to be between a husband and wife, because we believe those things and practice them and talk to people about them, we are creating a culture of stigma and discrimination, which leads LGBT people to have these difficult issues. And that's what the legislature said. It basically blamed the church for problems within that community. And, you know, this is really egregious on a couple of fronts. First of all, you have the state telling people of faith what they should do, how they should act, and what they should believe and teach. Mm-hmm. And I wrote an article about this for Focus on the Family's The Daily Citizen, and I was a little bit sarcastic, but one of the things I mentioned was that you have all these groups like the ACLU who try to separate church and state. And,
right.
You know, they scream and holler if a kid takes a Bible to school. But on this issue, where the state is encroaching into religious freedom, they were absolutely silent. They didn't say anything about that. So much for them being in favor of civil rights.
Right, exactly. And speaking of bringing your Bible to school, coming up October the 3rd, right?
Yeah, that's right. Bring your Bible to school day. We've got a lot of young people who will be participating in that event, and we're very excited about it. They can find out more at Focus on the Family.
Exactly. And, Jeff, you know, the interesting thing is that here's the LGBTQ people, you know, down the road will come back and say, why didn't you tell me?
You're right. And the good news is that we are seeing people who are coming to Jesus who have struggled with those issues. I'm seeing more and more new books out there and stories out there about people who have left that. And we have really good news. And we encourage people to reach out with love and compassion, but also to hold to biblical truth. And in this day and age, because, you know, you have state legislatures doing things like this, you have to be courageous as well.
Well, Jeff, we're out of time. Appreciate it. Appreciate you coming on the show. He's the issue analyst at Focus on the Family, Jeff Johnston.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS, and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Looking for that